While many congressional Democrats are facing the likelihood they'll soon be forced out of their jobs, a number of White House insiders are calling it quits voluntarily. The latest high-profile departure from the Obama administration is Lawrence Summers, the head of the National Economic Council. He was preceded by Budget Chief Peter Orszag and Christina Romer, who was chairman of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisers. All of which got us wondering about just how tough life is inside an embattled White House and what this kind of turnover means, bad or good, for a president who is not halfway through his term. So we've called upon Gregory Mankiw, who was chairman of President George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisers from 2003 to 2005, now a professor of economics at Harvard, an author and a blogger. Welcome to the program.
It's nice to be with you.
And take us inside the White House. Is it possible, you think, to live that life for more than a year and a half or 2 years that seem to be pretty standard these days?
Well, it's a great honor to work for any president, but there's no question those kinds of jobs take a big toll on one's personal life. They tend to be very long hours, and your schedule is not really your own. There's meetings being called all the time at short notice. So compared to being, say, a Harvard professor, it's a job where you lose a lot of autonomy and you get a lot of stress in your life.
But did you ever miss that adrenaline of working at the White House and being plugged into the biggest questions the White House was facing?
Oh, to some extent. And it was a really exhilarating experience. And looking back, I'm sure throughout my life it'll be a very important 2 years of my career. But day to day, I probably have more fun hanging out with my family and hanging out with my students at Harvard than I did at the White House.
So you're saying we really should believe people when they say, I want to spend more time with my family.
I think sometimes it's actually true.
Okay. Larry Summers described at least one of his reasons for leaving in an email to CNN's Dan Lothian. He wrote, Harvard two-year rule. Explain.
Well, Harvard has a rule that gives people 2 years of leave for public service. And that's exactly the rule that I invoked when I went down to work for George Bush. And I stayed exactly 2 years. And then Larry looks like he's going to be staying almost exactly 2 years. After 2 years, Harvard says either you come back and become a professor again, or you have to resign your tenured position. And perhaps Larry decided being a professor looks pretty attractive.
But even after or despite a rocky tenure as Harvard's president, would Larry Summers really face the risk of losing his position at Harvard if he stayed over 2 years?
Well, I mean, Larry is well-loved at Harvard, but there's this rule, and everyone has to face the rule, and he would probably have to resign. In fact, I believe he did resign back when he worked for the Clinton administration for more than 2 years. So then he was eventually hired back. And then the question is whether if Larry came back, say, at age 60 or something in a few years, if he stayed into the Obama administration, whether Harvard would hire him back. Mm-hmm. They might well, but they might not. I mean, these are tough economic times. And there would be a debate, as there is with any appointment of a scholar.
Well, in terms of the content of Obama administration economic policy, take away Lawrence Summers, Peter Orszag, Christina Romer, does it signal that there might be some change in thinking in the Obama White House, as you see it?
Maybe, but probably not. I mean, I think ultimately it's the president's personal philosophy that's going to set the direction for policy, whether it's in the economy or foreign policy or social policy. So I don't think any of these personnel changes are going to make a fundamental change in the course of economic policy.
Do you think from the point of view of a president that a high-profile departure might bring some fresh blood in on the scene, some new faces, might be tonic in some way?
Oh, it can, but I think the team they had was really a terrific team. I mean, they're distinctly more liberal than I am in their personal politics, but the quality of people they had over the first 2 years was really terrific, and I'm sure the president is going to miss some of them.
I gather you've communicated to Larry Summers already.
I've actually already sent him an email inviting him to be a guest lecturer in my course. I teach Ec 10, which is the introductory economics course at Harvard, and Larry, when he was here at Harvard, would give me a guest lecture every year, and he was very popular among the students. He always gave great lectures, and as soon as I heard he was leaving the White House, said, well, that's bad news for the country, but it's good news for Act 10. And I sent him an email inviting him to give a guest lecture this spring.
Well, Professor Mankiw, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
My pleasure.
It's Gregory Mankiw, who was chairman of President Bush's Council of Economic Advisers for 2 years, from 2003 to 2005, now professor of economics at Harvard.